Virgin Mushiva, Lesson 13, Experience Without Reacting. The next time the same experiential pattern appears, we approach it from a mountaintop consciousness, because we have conquered those instinctive elements. Our intellect has been trained by family and friends, school teachers and business acquaintances. We have to build a new intellect, an intellect from the soul, out into the intellectual mind rather than from the instinctive area of the mind into the intellect to be successful in the path of enlightenment. If we look at the past and we look at the future as both a series of dreams, and the only thing that we are concerned with is our immediate reactions and what we carry with us now, we see that the past is there to test us, and the future is there to challenge us. We cannot change the past, but we can change how we react to what has happened to us in the past. And we can change the future anytime we want to. The soul builds a body around us in this life. That's what happens to all of us. This body goes through the same experiences year after year. The emotions go through the same experiences year after year, until we build up strong enough within ourselves to face the experience without reaction to the experience. Then we go into a new series of experiences. Give yourself a test to prove this out. Go to a movie, one that will make you laugh and make you cry, make you suffer right along with the players. And that's how we live our life. We laugh, we cry, we suffer, we have joy, we have peace, like actors on a great stage. Then go to the same movie the next day and go through the same emotions again. Another cycle in the same life pattern. Then go to the movie the day following that and go through the same emotions. Then go the next day and you will find you will go through the same emotions, but not quite as well. Then go the next day. You will find your mind begin to wander into how the film was produced, just where the cameraman was standing when he filmed this emotional shot. You're becoming mystical. That's how the mystic faces his experiences. How was this produced? Where was the cameraman? Go the next day and you will again be distracted and may wonder about the voltage that runs the carbon arc light that penetrates the film. Then go the next day. You won't be involved in the picture at all, or the emotion. You could care less. You had that experience. You lived it through and you lived it out. It was neither good nor bad. It was neither high nor low. But you're completely involved in the cameraman, the actors, the personalities of the actors. You begin to get perceptive, and you see that a particular actor was saying something and going through something, but thinking about something entirely different. You didn't catch that the first time. You were blinded by emotion. Go again and again and again, and finally you would become deeply involved with yourself and the people around you. And you will start having a new set of experiences. Someone's eating popcorn on the left side and someone's smoking on the right side, and you get up and move. The very first time you went to see the movie, you were not even conscious of anyone around you. And finally, after going to this same movie for 2 weeks, you sit down and you start breathing and going within yourself. And you are not conscious of someone on the left side, or someone on the right side, or the film, or the light penetrating the film, or what is on the film. You are breathing and going within yourself, and you begin to enjoy the bliss of your own being. That is what a mystic does in life. That's a wonderful meditation. If you don't want to go to the same tomb 2 or 3 weeks, night after night after night, well then just pretend that you do. Meditate on it. And in the course of a short meditation, you will see how a mystic lives his life. Now, of course, one film and its nerve-wracking experiences conquered, there's always another film being played in town, and you could start right over again. The same thing we do in our experiences. We go through one set of experiences, we react to them, we go within ourselves, we lose consciousness of the experience itself because we know how it was created. We studied it out so well it has come to us in intuitive flashes. Then we go into the next movie, the next scene.